Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're a commie.
Yes. Good. Yeah. Fine.
Welcome, comrade.
Yes. Blow it out your ass.
Their cultural change is hard.
I think it's important to try as a white dude to understand.
What a fella.
I mean, come on, fellas.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
tomorrow.
Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
The coronary challenged Greg Hill.
And Greg, I thought it was odd that you stood for the national anthem for Italy at Aria the other night. I don't know. What was that about?
So weird.
Curtis.
Ciao, arrivederci.
Curtis, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with
you? How much time
you?
Do you have?
You're the weirdest guy in the world. For the last 3 months, Boston has been your own personal playground. And you're yelling about the city being shut down. You're Stop the only it. Guy having fun.
And who has more fun than us?
You're sweating out truffle fries.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
I hope everybody here knows to never tell Curtis any kind of a secret ever.
Oh,
I
mean, really?
So you admit it?
No, I don't admit. I mean, loose lips sink ships. Yep. I don't admit anything.
I don't think it's the loose lips that are sinking your ship there, big guy.
Joined by...
They jello for us!
Wiggy.
I asked Wiggy if he thought it was going to be an issue this fall. And like he nails with every prediction he makes, he said, no.
No.
But is that like a roundabout way to get to a humble brag on the fact that you called that this discussion was going to be happening?
Maybe
soon?
A little bit, yes.
All right, you called it.
Okay, good for you. Right, okay. Let me go cash my ticket at the non-existent emotional casino.
And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
Hello, Anna.
Hello.
What's up,
Hi.
Anna?
Well, I am an elder, so many people will consider me an old fogey because I was born 10 months after World War II started, which
same.
Makes me 77.
Same.
Are you Glenn's daughter?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
You're going to get a COVID?
How many have got the Cordova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about, they're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing Bears, I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
They have big glands.
Well, happy Friday. It's been a long, tough week. Wiggy, it's been a long, tough week.
It's been a good, I mean, I don't want to say a good week, but it's been an informative week. How about that?
It has been. You know? It absolutely has been. And I think you've done an extraordinary job on the radio.
We've done a great job.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, thank you for including us.
I told you, change starts with you guys.
Where does it is it starting right now?
I think we've been moving the needle. We had one caller yesterday who was completely out on WEEI.
Really?
Because he didn't understand what white privilege was.
Oh, that call was great.
Yes.
I
and
heard
then
that
about
call.
35 seconds later, he was like, okay.
He understood.
He had Wiggy explain what white privilege was, and the guy was like, oh, I didn't realize that's what you were talking about. Right. Okay, now I get it.
All right. Continue the conversation. I'll listen.
Yeah.
Well done, Jermaine.
was he up against the tee time at the Westin Golf Club?
I don't know.
What was the situation?
I think he was calling from the truck.
I know he was.
Yes. All right.
Well, several people said to me that Don, who called the show yesterday about kneeling, do you remember Don?
I think so, yes.
For the first time, completely made them understand what kneeling during the national anthem may mean.
Yes. Right.
So we're moving the needle a little bit.
We're trying.
We're moving.
Is it Don or Doug?
I thought it was a D name.
Okay.
I thought it was a D name.
All right.
It was a D name. It was a D name. Well,
not many things are, Curtis.
we got lots to go over on the show this morning over the next 4 hours. If you'd like to call and participate, you can, if you want to, what would one do? Would they disavow their white privilege? Would that be something that they would do? Would they
call in? I think they would just
recognize it.
Okay. Understand. Okay.
Acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it.
Okay. Yeah. Now you can do that.
I disavow. Okay.
Wiggy's here for that. If you want to call, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We will get to the dumbest of the day at 6:45. Do we have time for a quarantine 311 before the restaurants open up on Monday?
Yeah, I think I can put one together.
Maybe open up on Monday.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe quarantine 311. And you know what? We've yet to get a Wikipedia segment in, so maybe we could do Wikipedia at some point.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right. But right now, this.
This is The Lead.
That is a lead, Laird.
There you go.
That is a lead.
Zeppelin 2, Heartbreaker. And I'll tell you what the heartbreaker is. This isn't, of course, the biggest heartbreak in America going on right now, but...
Of course, you have to...
I don't want to make this...
There's the disclaimer. Ken's going to talk about something else. There's the disclaimer. Right.
Yes. I'd like to talk about something else for a second. The heartbreak that is Major League Baseball.
Ah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again last night, terrible news. Over 100 baseball players met digitally, and they doubled down. They're not going to take a second reduction in pay. So we're left with 50 games or cancel it. And maybe even more concerning, the week's gone by, it's a pivotal week, nothing has happened, and nobody cares. And the sport is, they may have already blown their opportunity
it's
to get
dying.
People back.
I mean, dying in front of our eyes,
I told you they wouldn't be playing. Once you talk to baseball players about money and you start trying to take money out of their pocket, they ain't having it.
But do they understand the effect that it's having on their future potential, earning potential?
Yes. I don't think they see an issue. Right.
I think they think in like
2 years, they'll be back to business as usual as far as making the money that they're making, the contracts, the salaries.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I'm at the point of just cancel it. Just pack it in. I mean, at this point, you're going to get back and go head to head with the NBA and the NHL playoffs for 50 games. One agent called it a bastard season. That's pretty much accurate.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to care.
No. I mean, I personally... this is well documented. I would prefer a shorter season. I would prefer shorter games.
Mm-hmm.
But there are the diehards, the true baseball fans,
right. Mm-hmm.
They want a long baseball season, a reasonably long baseball season.
Yeah.
So you're right. And you're competing against, in the case of the NHL and the NBA, you're going to be competing against
We don't really know about the NHL yet. At least with the NBA, we have a date for that.
Yeah, the NHL's going to come back with
playoffs. No, I know they're going to come back, but when?
Pipe down, Kellerman. The NHL's coming back.
I know. Is that dumbest of the day, by the way?
That was ridiculous.
Max Kellerman.
He's not
relevant
enough. That
was ridiculous.
You're telling me that Max Kellerman is justified in saying that that hockey is not one of the four major sports in this country? Get out of here.
Really? He said that?
Oh, yeah, he said that.
That pissed me off so much yesterday when I watched that.
Yeah, it's so annoying. So annoying.
Well, 48 hours ago, Drew Brees was an icon, a guy that was revered for helping revitalize New Orleans following the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. And this morning, we have Shannon Sharp telling Drew Brees he should just retire.
He said, my grandfathers fought in World War II.
I did not know two men won World War II, Skip. They should be commended. And Drew Brees still doesn't seem to get it. Now, he issued an apology, Skip, but it's meaningless because the guys know that he spoke his heart the very first time around.
Correct.
Now, I don't know if I don't know what Drew's going to do, but he probably should just go ahead and retire now. It will never be the same.
Drew Brees should just go ahead and retire.
Yeah.
The apology wasn't enough on Instagram. The video apology wasn't enough. A guy who gave an honest opinion, ironically, about the freedoms in this country that we have when we celebrate, or some people celebrate, the national anthem. He is now being instructed by a NFL Hall of Famer on Fox Sports 1 to just go ahead and quit.
To quit.
He is right about it will never be the same.
Yeah, but you don't.
You don't think he needs.
No, he should retire.
No, he shouldn't retire.
Okay,
he's got to deal with whatever comes with that. You know what I mean?
And yeah. So we're told we should have a conversation. We should discuss this. Mm-hmm. And Shannon Sharp says, "No, just go away."
No, he shouldn't retire.
Just leave. I don't agree with you. So stop throwing footballs to other men.
And he's a pretty good football thrower.
He is. Yeah, that he is.
And absolutely. Somehow he throws to African American men quite a lot.
He does. But he's thinking about, do I really want to throw to this guy? Where are my white receivers? Tyson, get open.
Let's joke and say that Drew Brees is a racist. That's hilarious.
Tyson, get open. I don't want to throw to Michael Thomas no more.
Wiggy, what's your lead this morning?
All right, so Greg, you kind of touched on it a little bit about this week and what we've been going through. And Drew Brees, Curtis talked about. So I wanted to kind of just wrap it up and put a bow on it for people to kind of, marinate over the weekend with, throw it on their grill, chop it up, whatever they want to do, and explain to them, here's what black people are just really looking for. Very simple, right? Black people, what they really want is they really truly want to be treated as equals. They help build this country, and all they want is to be treated as equals and not be profiled when they walk into a store, not be asked, do you live in this neighborhood? I know we're going to get into something a little bit later. I don't know.
Yeah, we got our own local Karen.
Local Karen.
Yeah.
Right? But just, not.
Wait, it's a guy. So.
Well, so.
Cameron.
Andover Ken.
Yeah. Not be asked, what are you doing in this building? Not being, harassed and, by law enforcement because of maybe the way you look. Mm-hmm. And so I think. And that's what this whole thing's about. And we want white people to just understand that and maybe be able to sympathize with us and say, okay, I understand that there are two different Americas. The one that I live in and the one that you live in and the one that I live in, you've had to deal with so much and we want to try to help you not have to deal with that anymore. So I think that's the biggest thing when Drew Brees makes those comments, I think there are people out there who just say, Drew, we want you to understand their pain. And I know I sent you that clip from Whoopi Goldberg, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of
a huge Whoopi fan, but
yeah,
that's the understatement.
I'm not, neither am I, on some of the stuff that she talks about on The View.
It was well put.
But when somebody makes
a valid point, you acknowledge it.
Every day at 11:30, Greg sends me a text saying, you wouldn't believe how great Whoopi just was on The View.
But that's it, and I think I want people, and I'll close with this. It's time to open up the country.
Okay. Oh. All right. All right. Open it up. All right. Thank you, Wiggs.
Wiggy for Prez. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend to burn calories and you've run through all the home workouts, the beach body things, the free yoga Zooms, everything else, there's one writer that suggests you wash your car in a bikini. This might be tough for some men, but you could throw on a Speedo, I suppose, instead. Magdalene Taylor is a writer. She's originally from Western Mass, but I think she's living elsewhere now. And she wrote this piece where she said that bikini car washing is going to burn more calories for you because of several reasons. You're not afraid to get wet. And you're not afraid to get up close to the car because you have clothes on. So you can really get in there and scrub.
Yeah.
You can really put the elbow grease in instead of just, kind of spraying it down, doing a little sponge over real quick. You can really get in there and get in the rims with the brush and just do all the physical work.
And the dads in the cul-de-sac love it.
Correct.
So it's
good for mental health as well.
Yes. Do it. Yeah. All right. So, I'm in favor of that.
Raining somewhere bikini, now, yeah. You can still do it this weekend.
If it makes people healthier, I'm down with it.
So make sure you get the right bikini, though.
Right.
Well, Ken, I don't want to terrify you right before the weekend starts, but yet another expert has weighed in with a new concern when it comes to spreading the coronavirus. Tear gas.
Oh.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong, who is an infectious disease expert at UC San Francisco, says police must stop using tear gas on protesters because it is leading to the spread of the virus.
Interesting.
Oh, did not realize
totally
that.
I didn't think of that. Which means Trump may have killed like 80 people in Lafayette Square when he gassed the peaceful protest.
You know what? How many times over the next year are we going to be requested to stop doing something because of spreading coronavirus?
Oh, man.
It's become a convenient reason for some, hasn't it?
It's unbelievable. Ken just got aroused in here.
Yeah, so there's a new concern. If you're out and about during a protest, it's the tear gas.
Tear gas and Billy Club spread the coronavirus.
Right. It's not the 10,000 people without a mask on that are lying next to you.
Yesterday, Ken was flipping out about the SPF sprays glancing off of arms and giving him the disease.
Same thing.
How come nobody talks about, like, you know, I think the protest is great.
Of course.
But just all the people, it's just like, hey, you know, there's now they're like all over the place now. So people have completely, you know, kind of just said, the hell with the coronavirus. What, you know, small towns everywhere. And I love that. Why can't we just say, you know what? Hey, it's time really to get back to normal. I think that one thing I saw that Ozark Lake. No cases.
There were no cases from that Ozark thing that everybody, Ken and others were panicked about.
Ozark Lake.
And how many weeks is this Georgia, Curtis? I know you're the Georgia guy.
Georgia looks great. Phenomenal. They opened up and there hasn't been any
Texas.
Spikes.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, a week ago today in an electric crossover with Daily Arnold, I said that there was no spike in Wisconsin following their elections. And he was like, no, there was. I looked it up that afternoon. There was no spike.
There was a spike.
There was no.
You cited this Republican senator from Texas who said he'd studied the numbers and there was no spike.
It was the Statesman. It was the newspaper in Milwaukee that did a fact check on it. It was fact checked true. There was no spike in cases.
Listen, Republican governor.
It's a Friday. Can you two just get along and be happy this morning? I'll tell you the right thing to do.
Cited a Republican governor.
The right thing to do would have been to just schedule the protests at a Home Depot.
Oh,
because that is the safest place.
Or a market basket.
Yes. All right. We're going to get to Dumbest of the Day in about a half an hour, but right now, Ken and what is trending?
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Drew Brees posted a follow-up Instagram apology, a video, Wiggy. Now, Wiggy didn't like the apology yesterday, or parts of it.
Yeah, parts of it.
One particular part of it. He did not accept the Brees apology. What did you think of the video version of it? Any better?
No, I didn't see the video version of it.
Okay, we can play some here.
Play some.
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. That was never my intention. I wish I would have laid out what was on my heart in regards to the George Floyd murder, Ahmaud Arbery, the years and years of social injustice, police brutality, and the need for so much reform and change in regards to legislation and so many other things to bring equality to our black communities. I am sorry, and I will do better, and I will be part of the solution. And I am your ally. And I know no words will do that justice. That's going to have to be it.
Wiggy sounds pretty heartfelt.
Yeah, he does.
Where was that teleprompter?
The only thing I would like,
see it.
The only thing I
remote today.
I look for is just like what Patrice Bergeron did, right?
Yeah.
Understand the privilege that you have and then go, I understand it and I know it's not right. Not that it was something that, you know, that you even notice. Like, and that's what I think with Patrice Bergeron, really, his statement hit out. Like, he never really even thought about that. And now, like, when he does during this time of, like, unrest and, like, chaos, he starts to think and goes, man, I kind of never really realized it, but I do understand that. And that's like something I would have heard Drew like to say, you know, like just the privilege that you have.
But, so Wiggy, we're really just grading people for the team that comes together and puts out a release. Like, mm-hmm. Isn't it all about helping people act, not what they do on Instagram?
Of course we know that, but you got to... You know, you got to start like somewhere, right? So now we'll just watch Drew Brees and we'll see what he does. And it's not about giving money or or anything like that. It's just about how you basically carry yourself.
Other 20 apologies is what you're saying.
No.
You don't act accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, Danielle.
Two more laps.
Now, Jason LaConfora says if Brees had retired, Brady and the Saints would have been a pair. Mutual interest there this offseason had Brees packed it away. We believe that or not, but would have been Gronk and Brady.
And Michael Thomas.
Yeah, oh boy, what a dangerous matchup that would have been.
I'm glad Tom had time to get that out there in the media. Let everybody know that.
Oh, yeah, Tom's calling Jason LaConfora.
No, he's not. No, never. He would never spin anything, Curtis.
Jason LaConfora is an absolute idiot.
You imagine Tom Brady in a dome?
Oh, I know. His numbers would be great.
Look at LaConfora's Twitter timeline. It's basically to the left of Reamer. It's like insanity.
And as expected, the NBA owners did approve that 22-team return-to-play format.
Can't wait for that to come.
Be rubber-stamped by the players today, yeah. July 31st in Orlando. Mm-hmm. A couple of details. The regular season is going to be 16 days long. They're going to have like 5 to 6 games per day. Everyone will be housed at the same hotel with limited access, but the players can go around and eat at outdoor restaurants, they can play golf, and family members will be allowed. So they're in the biosphere starting July 31st.
Which Disney hotel do they get, Ken?
I don't know.
You're an adult Disney goer. I mean,
never stayed at the hotels. Oh, yeah. There's so many.
Oh, you stay off property?
That's
the way to go. Yeah.
Where they play
off property.
The Dolphin is a nice hotel.
Travel Lodge down the street, Orlando Travel Lodge.
Ken, you've been there you've been there a few times? A
couple times, yeah.
The Wide World of Sports, how far is that from the actual Disney? Ooh.
It's like kind of across the highway.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, that's where the actual games will take place. I wonder if they'll have the ability to you know, not that fans will make a difference in the games, but I bet they'll probably have fans allowed into the...
Yeah, well, DeSantis said they could, right? I mean, yep. DeSantis said fans could be in stadiums.
And Mutt brought his passport to Epcot to travel the world.
Stop it. I can't.
And the Bruins can open their training facilities Monday for voluntary small group workouts, and that's what's trending now.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
We just want to party just for gold. We just want the money just for gold.
Is it an all-request rejoin Friday, Ken?
Absolutely.
Wiggy's choice there?
Childish Gambino. This is America.
This is
America.
America.
Good song.
You've upset some on the text line. I don't know if you want to get into it or not, but they're responding to some of your comments already this morning.
Oh, I mean, they were so... my comments were so...
Inflammatory?
I would say, yeah, I was going to say aggressive. Just, you know, like, hey, here's how we'd like to be treated. But I guess that bothers some people. They don't want us to be equal. What are they saying? That we shouldn't be equal?
Don't tell me how you want to be treated. How dare you?
Well, right. This guy just said he deleted the snowball off his DVR.
You know.
This is a 978 texter. Blue collar, hardworking guy.
Yep.
Busted my ass to earn everything I have.
Mm-hmm.
I owe no apology to anyone, Mr. Wiggins.
Did I ask for an apology?
Mr. Wiggins has been afforded far more privilege than I have.
Oh, wow. Okay, I did not realize that.
I grew up on Tower Drive in Dover, which is right off White Privilege Way.
Mm-hmm. Right. And see, that's the thing that you'll realize is that there will be people like that that feel like when you're saying just to understand and sympathize with mm-hmm. me, that they'll think that like, oh, I grew up, you know, this way. I didn't, you know, I'm nobody saying you didn't. But when you think about what we're, ask that same guy on the text. I would wish he would have the balls to call in. When you go in a store.
Call an angry texter.
When you go into a store, do people follow you around?
Right.
When you, you know, go into a certain neighborhood, are people like, do you live here? If you're in a building, ask him if he deals with that.
One exception. Now during COVID times,
mm-hmm.
if you're going the wrong way down an aisle,
that is true.
Then people do.
Maybe he does have a point. Maybe it's a way
we can understand. Yes. Like if you're abused for walking right. the wrong way down
or
the sidewalk,
a mask.
Or not mm-hmm. wearing a mask, maybe we can understand it.
Maybe you can understand that.
Again, COVID disproportionately attacks people of color. So again,
well, that I understand, but do you know why? We don't have to get into that one.
Wiggy answered this question.
Sure.
From a 781 texter.
Mm-hmm.
You and other NFL players
yes.
wanted quarterbacks like Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, etc. to come out and say something.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees did, and then you all attacked him.
That's not what they, quote unquote, were looking for. And B, it's just... I'm so tired of having to explain this stuff to people.
They want
you to speak out, but like to the cause.
Right.
Drew Brees was asked about something. Yes. And he gave his opinion and we're dealing with that fallout. Fine. But they want you to understand. They want you to put yourselves in their shoes. It's not. And, you know, we've seen a lot of these graphics this past week. You know, it's not. It's the controversy over the All Lives Matter statement. No one said only Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever said that.
Right.
They just want you to recognize what they've been through, what they struggle with on a day-to-day basis, and just be aware of it. Maybe there's nothing you can do about it, but they would like you to at least embrace it and open your eyes and say, okay, you know what? I see that there is a struggle here. Acknowledge it.
This is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, Joe, it's Open It Up Friday. Tomorrow, the governor is going to step up and announce that everything in Massachusetts is open and ready for business.
I can't wait.
Happening tomorrow. But what's up? What are you calling about?
I'm calling to talk to Wiggy. I'm a white guy, mm-hmm. a cop. I've been a cop for 5 years. And I learned something the past couple weeks. You know, I was like that angry texter who thought, I worked hard. I joined the military. I went to college. I paid for it myself. Mm-hmm. Everything I got myself. I didn't have privilege. And I couldn't have been more wrong. And I'll tell you why. The other day, I put on a uniform for the first day in a couple weeks, and I was at the gas station. I saw a black guy, and, you know, and I might be a little embarrassed to tell you, I felt nervous. I thought, looking at this guy, he hates my guts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know him, but I was just assuming, because I'm in a uniform, this guy must hate me because I'm a cop.
Right.
And I got back in my cruiser and I had this thought, like, dang, if this is what the black community has felt, even mm-hmm. a percentage of that, when they saw a cop, how horrible that must be as a feeling to be afraid of somebody that's supposed to be protecting you.
Right. Wow.
And
yeah.
It's, you know, it's been eye-opening for me and I want to be a part of the change that brings these two groups together.
See, now, if the text person on the text line hears it from Joe, now you can understand. See, Joe can now relate how black people have always felt, not just against law enforcement, but just against white people in general, because there's always this look of negativity towards them. And Joe kind of feels that way now as a police officer. Every time he puts the uniform on, it's always, he's feeling like, are people looking at me in a negative way? And now he kind of walks in our shoes a little bit. Even though it's different circumstances, you understand our pain.
This is, Wiggy, this is inspirational. You're changing lives.
Or except for the one texter. We got to flip
him. We got some work to do, that's all. We got a little bit more work on that guy, that's it.
But I applaud you, Joe, and that you kind of felt that way. And I'm glad, and, you know, and more people that kind of see that. And now it's not that he has to be like super apologetic, but he just understands the pain and the frustration, you know?
My apologize.
Joe, thank you for calling.
Yeah, man, appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
And stay safe out there, brother.
This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just want to say I really enjoy your show. I listen every morning on my ride in. I've called it a few times. And I just wanted to, I think, we, you know, what Wiggy's saying is 1,000% right. I agree. And as I said before, I'm not white. I'm not black, but I'm not white. So I have experienced some of that. So I get what he's talking about totally. Mm-hmm. But I also have a different take. I wanted to further the conversation a little bit that me and Wiggy brought up the last time about how certain percentage of white people view the black community. Why do they look at them in a different way than other people for some reason? And I think whenever, you know, you bring up, you know, I think the black community has to acknowledge that there are things that they do. They have a certain responsibility or a certain dog in the fight that they do that undermines their cause in a way. And that is when you look at the reasons why they are being held back or they don't have some of the advantages that other people have, you look at the reasons and you look at data. And whenever you bring up the black-on-black violence, like the police are not by any means the biggest threat as far as killing black people. The black-on-black violence is like way more that they kill each other. And the fatherless homes and all that puts them at such a disadvantage. But whenever you bring that up, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to acknowledge that they have some culpability in it as well. And then when people see that, I think a lot of people right now are listening and trying to understand. But when you don't, they say they want to have a real conversation. But when you really start getting down to some of other reasons why, they don't want to hear it. You're excoriated. You're shut down.
If you're listening and trying to understand, why are you then moving in the direction of trying to solve their problems?
Right. Black people understand it.
I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying they don't want it.
No, but I think, but
that's how you lose a lot of people.
No, but Brian,
you don't want to have a real. But
what Brian's doing right now is a classic deflection.
Yes, mm-hmm.
it's done all the time. I'm great at pivoting. That was a pivot.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, black people realize that there's problems in black communities, whether it's gang related, drugs related. There's a problem that black people are trying to fix on a daily basis, but they still understand that, you know, that those problems that are in those communities don't mean that everybody that lives in that community should be viewed as, oh, right, I'm not trying to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
yeah. And you can also argue that many of those problems, especially if they're concentrated in certain areas, could stem from things like lack of opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, Wiggy, what about this 508 texter that says the issue with people like Wiggy is that they are breeding the victimhood mentality?
I don't really get that you
want to be a victim.
No, I don't want to be a victim. What I want is you to realize what I deal with every day. And, you know, and the thing that people always will say is, well, you played in the NFL, you're this, you're that. And I haven't played in the NFL in a long time. But even if you still do play in the NFL, the NBA, guess what? When you're not on that court and you walk throughout life, unless you're really LeBron James, you're just another black guy that is in the community, right? I mean, there are probably places in Massachusetts that I can go where they don't know me as Wiggy, former NFL player, or like I said, key contributor to, you know, the greatest show on radio, The Greg Hill Show.
Well, that's why you bring the autographed 8x10s. Right.
You'll let them know.
So you can hand them out.
You're much more famous now because you lost 50 pounds with Awaken 180.
Right. That's right.
They might not even recognize me. Right? They just say, you know. So I think that's the thing because people instantly go to that. But listen, I can't get out of the black skin.
There's a t-shirt.
This texter says... When
Nick just bought it.
When you call this morning and say, I understand, and then follow it with but,
right.
You don't understand.
No.
I understand, but. I'm listening, but.
Right.
Here's your old pal, Derek the Steelers fan. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
What up?
I'll tell you, what a week.
I know.
you know, and no disrespect to that guy, but. I'm not sure what black people he's talking to, but I can tell you this. Number one, white guys in general get uncomfortable talking about race, but when you're with black people a lot, they talk about race. They were raised that way. It's all about that. And so that guy, to say that they don't want to talk about their own issues, my kids talk about it to me all the time, openly, in the group. You know, and I'm not going to get into what they say, but they talk about not having a dad there. They talk about, you know, black people killing black people. They're very comfortable. It's the white guys that aren't. Two of my coaches aren't coming back, okay? They didn't do well. So, you know, we talk about all week, what can you do? And I kept thinking about that all week because, you know, Bergeron, obviously we knew the guy was a stud, and look what he did, and he has those resources. But if you're sitting there as a white guy or a black guy and you want to do something, like, go out and get involved, people. You know, this country lacks volunteers to officiate youth sports, high school sports. These are I can't find a JV head coach, Hildon. No yeah. one. I can't.
Are you asking me?
Now.
I would do it if you want.
You know what? If Brees wasn't, you know, busy, I definitely would take him.
Well, the kid was a stud. Can you tell Wiggy that Breece Hill was a stud? Because, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about Wiggy's D1-bound kid.
Well, I'll come check out a game.
A Bentley game?
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not allowed. No fans. No football.
Greg
no
only has two tailgate passes.
Sorry,
well, do they have a play in Texas? Breece
Hill was legit. Yeah, absolutely legit. I'm not going to pump the showbiz tires because they don't need it, but one of the best programs in the entire state.
Recently named number 6 best high school football program in Massachusetts.
Rivers football up and coming.
Might be a little low.
Yeah, I'm big into high school football, so I enjoy it.
But I'm serious about that, Hilltop. People, I might come across a certain way on the radio, but I can tell you this. Okay, I engage. I'm out there. You know, I don't make a lot of money coaching sports, okay? You know, and furthermore, I don't make a whole lot of money doing what I do for a living. But the fact is I used to make a lot of money, and I wasn't happy in that job.
Yeah.
And I got involved, and that's what this country lacks in general.
But, Derek, as far as getting involved goes, can't you just post, like, a black square on social media? And then,
Make sure you're talking to your guy, Steve. But Derek makes a good point, right? Yeah. You know, so I've always been involved in youth sports and, you know, especially sports in the city, like whether that's AAU basketball. Uh-huh. And because for me, it was a lot of those are where the counselors and coaches that kept me on the straight and narrow as a kid growing up without a father. And I think when you start to incorporate guys in these young kids' lives, especially these young black kids' lives, and you talk to them about race and what's going on and how they feel, it goes a long way.
Texter says, I should have used my white privilege to get Brees a D1 college scholarship.
I mean, I can't believe that you...
Did you go to a D1 school yourself?
Well, I think it's... I did not go to any
You didn't go to A school.
Any A school.
So it might be a little bit tough to do that.
My privilege didn't help me with high school graduating.
Hey, listen, I'm big on high school football, so I know a lot of like the kids that are in Massachusetts. There are a lot of great players in Massachusetts.
No high school football this year because of the Corona and the Triple E. And the common cold.
Wiggy, I don't know if you know this, but Greg is referred to the Lori Loughlin of D2 football.
I think that just yesterday or the day before, Lori Loughlin's daughter denounced her white privilege.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Yes, that's exactly what we were all waiting for.
That's what she did.
We just moved the needle a little bit further.
She did it on the Instagram.
Did she take a selfie of her removing the privilege?
But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school. Yeah. As you guys
just want you to know I donated to the National Bailout Fund. Oh, good for her.
The needle classy. Is moving. All right, we are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up next. And then at 7, are we back to normal or some kind of normal if the drive-through rage incidents are returning?
I think we are,
and we'll get to that. We'll get to that coming up at 7.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. Bird ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them dust.
Coming up, we're going to get to the dumbest of the day. This, however, is Jim from Stoughton. What's up, Jim?
Not much. How you doing, Greg?
Jim, I hope that during the pandemic lockdown, you have been patronizing Town Spa Pizza because we got to keep them open.
Town Spa comes up often.
Okay, but good.
You know where I? You know where I went last weekend?
Where?
To the Cape Cod.
Yeah.
With my wife. Not actually on the Cape. I didn't cross the bridge. Mm-hmm. It was on the canal.
Oh yeah.
But we had fried clams, French fries at a picnic table on the restaurant property.
Oh, and it was it was beautiful.
Sounds
I bet
glorious.
It was awesome.
Sounds like it was pretty good.
Yeah, I only if you're wondering, Curtis, only 4 frozen Town Spa pizza. I mean, Cape Cod pizzas left.
Yeah.
I've made it nearly through the lockdown with all of the frozen Cape Cod pizzas.
I'm very proud of you. And Jim, if you could describe a little bit more what it's like to eat out, because Greg hasn't done it in such a long time.
He's so...
I know.
What do you want? Do you want to get me in trouble? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Maybe stop running your mouth about it.
It's legal. He went to New Hampshire, so it's legal out there.
Yeah, you got some tomato sauce.
The reason why I say it, I stayed inside Massachusetts. I didn't go running to the outer state. I kept my money here. But I wanted to bring up, I didn't want to call the past 2 days because Wiggy wasn't there.
Yep.
And I didn't want to talk about somebody who wasn't there.
Yep.
But the previous day, I think it was Tuesday, it must have been Tuesday.
Yep.
The entire program was on Black Lives Matter. And how oppressed black people are. And I didn't have the phone number, so I couldn't call.
Yeah.
So I changed the channel. I was getting so upset.
You were pissed. You didn't like what Wiggy was saying.
Not a thing. Yeah. No, not a thing.
Yeah.
And some of the callers. It wasn't just Wiggy. It was some of the callers, too.
Uh-huh.
But this morning he started out within the first couple of minutes with one of the main problems in America,
mm-hmm.
Between black and white, is it was a tough week. I don't know the exact words, but it was a tough week. and things are getting better. Mm-hmm. And Wiggy said, it all starts with you guys to make a change. Tuesday, he said, black people are not racist or prejudiced. How many times he addressed white people in general? How many times have you been told not to come here, or what are you doing here, by a black person? You got one phone call that I can remember that day from a white person saying he was commented on by a black person being there. Back in the 90s, I was driving down to Virginia with my wife. I took an exit off the George Washington Bridge by mistake, and I got lost in Harlem. I pulled into the first gas station I came to ask directions. I got out. There was like four or five black guys sitting around talking. I walk up to them to ask directions, and the guy told me to get out of here. I couldn't hear him. I wasn't that close, so I kept walking. And they all stood up and come over to me and said, you don't belong here. Get out of here. That's oppression.
Oh, you have been, you were oppressed. Yes.
Okay.
Jim, thank you. Wiggy.
Glad we got the one story.
You know when you said...
you got to start somewhere, Daniel.
You know when you said that the needle was moving?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
I
thought it was moving when we got the call from Joe, the police officer, but I don't know if it's moving.
Well, you don't want to move it too far because you'll scratch the record, right? So it's got to take its time, right?
Hey, Wiggy, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I respect you immensely.
Appreciate
Is it white privilege for a certain radio host to be able to use the city of Boston's great restaurants as his own personal playground and eat out while the city is under lockdown order?
What are you talking about, Chris?
Can a black person do the same thing?
Correct, basically.
What are you talking about,
Did the back bay secede and join New Hampshire and I didn't hear about it?
I believe it
My
did.
Lord.
I mean, what hear was that?
Hear ye, hear ye. You know, I would hate to have been on some kind of a secret mission with Curtis during World War II. Can you imagine?
That's
he would have sent a telegram to the Nazis in advance.
Curtis,
let
not
them know where we're
going to
be.
I would have not made it off the boat.
Holy cow! This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi guys, how's it going?
What's up, Joe?
I just want to add on to what that texter was saying about the victimhood mentality within the black community, and I want to. Couple comments for Wiggy.
Yeah.
Now, if you actually go back in time, go back to the 50s, the black people were actually once a very prosperous people. The family stuck together. They were, you know, the father's households were down. And that changed. And you ought to look at how it changed. So it changed by the racist policies of the government at that time. So things like LBJ's The New Deal, he's on record saying, we'll have these people voting Democratic. We got to give them just enough to keep them quiet, not enough to make a difference. Margaret Sanger's abortion clinics. And you look at all that stuff today, and it's thriving in the projects. The real threat to black people is poverty. Nobody wants to talk about that. And I feel like the victimhood mentality that's being bred is the very reason why so many will never make it out of the project.
You know, I
didn't. You know what? You know what I love about this time right now? We've discovered we have a ton of experts on COVID and race relations.
But
a lot of white people know why black people are suffering. It's really impressive.
Can I just suggest, as a 53-year-old white dude, that maybe we, for just a short period of time, don't dissect what the problems of another community are.
And
tell them what their problems are.
And one thing that the number one thing in the black community that they talk about and just in households in general is don't let the environment affect who you become.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's something that you tell your kids and you talk about all the time. Don't let your skin color be the reasoning why you're using an excuse of why you can't make it.
Now,
so that's something that in the black community is always talked about.
Yes. But you don't have to say that in the white community, correct?
Right, yeah. Right.
So listen, and I'm going to, it's a read every text Friday. So here's a text that says, Wiggy only sees things by race. Is that, would you say that's accurate? You only see things by race.
No, I mean, I do see things by race because that's what this world is, right? Everything we see is about, you know, race is a huge part of it. I'm not afraid to talk about it. I'm not afraid to talk about the race elephant in the room. It's part of it's life, right? I have to teach. My kid last night was doing a report on his school on discrimination and race.
Yeah.
So, yes, I see race in this country.
Listen, I'm letting a lot of people down. I don't know if they're old listeners or who they are, but this 781 texter says, welcome to the Greg Hill Show, where every member of the show has white man guilt.
Oh, shut up, Mark. Yeah.
Okay. It's not about white. See, like, that's the problem. Like, nobody's saying you got to be guilty. Like, this isn't something that you kind of said, oh, I want white privilege. This is just something that, you know, you had no idea, and a lot of people didn't. And I think, you know, Patrice Bergeron's, and I'm going to find that here in a second. But
why is it so infuriating to these people? What are they worried about? Like, this 857 texter, Greg, you're full of S. This radio show had a much different tone yesterday when Wiggy wasn't on.
Yeah, it had no black voice. That's what it had. I mean, so that's the problem, you know, and it's not everybody, but there are still pockets of people that will, you know, they don't have the balls to call in and explain why they got these issues. They'll just put them through text message. But there are issues out there, and I'm not going to sit here and raise my kids the same way my mother raised me, in a world of, like, listen, you're a black kid with a white mother. You're going to have to deal with racial issues the same way I had to deal with them as a white woman who was raising a black kid. So for me to act like race doesn't exist would be doing her dishonor, because all the hard work that she had to put in as a white woman to raise a black mm-hmm. kid in a world where, and in a time in the 70s and early 80s where it wasn't, you know, in vogue with mm-hmm. interracial relations. And it's still, to this day, it's very difficult. There are plenty of people who call in that are in interracial relationships and raising mixed kids and talk about the difficulties of doing it. So to sit here like some of these texts with no balls and text in and say, why is he talking about race? Because of people like you.
Well, this texter says that's the only reason that you're here. That's a nice thing to say. A 207 text from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason you're here is to talk about race.
Wiggy and I both satisfy a quotient on the station.
Yeah. Well, if I'm not one of each of us. 207, if I'm not talking about it, what other black voices you hearing from?
Dale.
Well, besides Dale and Mark James. So, listen, the text message, like I said, until you have the balls to call in and say it, keep.
Well, they're saying texting. The 603 texter from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Says that if they called in, you would laugh at them. You would like you laughed at the guy who.
Well, when you say
accidentally pulled off the highway into Harlem.
Yeah, when you say stupid things, it's like, oh, wow, there's no. Yeah, I drove into a black neighborhood and they told me to get out of here.
But I did like his story about the Klans. That was very entertaining.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
So now all of a sudden he's dealt with a oppression because he took the wrong exit into Harlem.
That one time back in 86.
Yes. Right.
You know, here's one 508 texter. Here's one 508 texter who says, I'm a better person for listening to Wiggy.
Well,
so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So it's all, remember, Greg, we moved the needle. We might move it.
I mean,
slower.
You can't say it across the board.
Wiggy has opened my eyes.
I appreciate it.
See?
This too.
They're keeping that energy, Wiggy.
That needle's moving a little bit.
A little bit.
It's, hey, listen, it's going to be a long fought battle, you know?
Wiggy, what would you do, in all sincerity, what would you do if Drew Brees was your teammate and you were about to start camp in a month? How would you handle
that? I would just have a conversation with him. I would just say, Drew, you know that, you know, my grandparents came to, you know, came back to this country after fighting in the war, and they were welcomed in a different way. And that's what the nailing's for. It's not about disrespect.
And when you say that, they came back and they, if it was World War II, they mm-hmm. came back and they had issues with no GI Bill access.
Well, just think about it. They were getting hung from trees. I mean, you don't even really need to talk about just the way that they were physically being treated because of the color of their skin. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Breeze has not said he's still not upset at people kneeling for the anthem, right? He's apologized for his comments, but we right. still don't know where he stands. What if players kneel again in the fall? That mean
yeah, we don't.
He really
that.
Hasn't addressed
Take
that.
Take it to the bank. Drew Breeze will be kneeling week one.
He hasn't said that.
I know. I'm just saying this. The way this is going, he had the Twitter, Instagram apology, then the video apology, and then tomorrow he's going to be walking on hot coals saying, "I'm sorry."
Wiggy, you know where I get, besides you, you know where I get most of my enlightenment from? The television. Okay. So I watched something last night on Netflix called When They See Us.
Oh, man, it's great.
Have you ever seen
yes,
it?
Yes, I have. It's about the Central Park Five.
Yeah, about the Central Park Five.
Mm-hmm.
It's infuriating.
Yeah, it's you know, one of those things, again, that, you know, that was right when I was growing up, and then I kind of got the trickle effect of the Charles Stewart, right? So
yeah, yeah.
It's just one of those things and how, because everybody asks, like, what's it like to be a black person, right? So it's one of those things where you're going to instantly be judged. And I don't understand why we can't have the conversation of, like, as a white person, you don't deal with that.
It pisses some people off. It pisses some white people off.
Right. But
you're infuriating white people who have been listening to this program before me, and they're very upset. They're texting in. They're upset.
I mean, they probably had a certain belief if they were listening before you.
I can't hear somebody who says, I can't listen to you guys this morning. You say you want to have a conversation, but you only want to hear one side.
Hey, quick Netflix note. Into the Night, Greg. Just started it yesterday.
Yeah?
Very good.
What's that about?
It's about there is some cosmic event going on the ground that is killing people, and so they're flying continually west to avoid landing and losing their lives, and the plane gets hijacked because he knows that something's going on. It's pretty crazy.
I only watch things that are about the racial crisis we're going through.
Well, there's an African American right pilot and a white pilot, and they start
Once we move the needle and we've taken care of things, Greg will then go back to that.
How far has the needle moved during the show so far?
We
need some kind of an update on the needle. Can you update us, Ken, during the show on the needle?
Remember how we had like a Brady clock? We need like a needle mover. But why is it that when you give people, see, you try to give people a different side, right? Right. You try to give people, like, you know what was, and I granted it was a television show, and like you said, you get a lot of stuff from TV. You saw When They See Us, something that I saw that, you know, I was like, wow, this is pretty crazy what they're going through. And I had heard the stories, but when you see it in a television show, and granted, it probably some of his stuff is fictional, was the TV show with Al Pacino about the Jewish
the Flintstones?
No. It was on Hulu. It was that TV series on Hulu. Al Pacino was in it. It was about like these Jewish people.
Dawson's Creek.
Who are now going after
Hunters?
Hunters. Yes, that was it.
That's a great show.
Right. So what that did is kind of enlighten me as far as like what Jewish people were going through during that time, right? And kind of, you know, you feel sympathetic and you watch the show and like, man, it was crazy, some of the stuff. So I can kind of be sympathetic towards what they were dealing with.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll continue. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day. Lighten the mood for some of these potential listeners who are upset by your comments.
Okay. We can talk, Brady.
By your one-sided racist views that you have on the show this morning. We will get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.